In this bulletin, a number of high-profile Australians recognised in the Queen's Birthday Honours. Black Lives Matter protests keep spreading around the world, and two individuals from English championship clubs test positive to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, ex-Australian men's and women's cricket captains, and Aboriginal academic Marcia Langton are among those being honoured this Queen's Birthday. The honours list recognises outstanding community members who have been nominated by the Australian public. Among those being honoured today is Lucy Marin. She's experienced trauma after escaping General Pinochet's dictatorship in Chile and has dedicated her life to counselling newly arrived refugees with similar emotional bruises. She told SBS News she hopes even more women are inspired to enact change.
I like to encourage more women that it doesn't matter the age, to focus on their life and contribute to themselves, their families, their community, their friends, and to be able to get there where they really want us to get. It is possible.
Protests in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement have continued to take place around the world. In Spain's capital, Madrid, thousands of anti-racism protesters gathered outside the US embassy. One protester says the death of African-American man George Floyd has highlighted serious issues about race.
This is about racism, which I think is institutional and structural, and we have to protest against it. This was one more case that shows that the system damages a minority, and because we are not protesting every day does not mean it doesn't exist.
In London, protesters gathered outside the US embassy condemning systemic racism and also pulling down a statue of the slave trader Edward Colston. In Rome, thousands kneeled in silence with their fists in the air to call for justice for Mr. Floyd. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says he stands by his comments that Australians who attended the Black Lives Matter protests are selfish and reckless for participating in large gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. 20,000 people marched in Sydney and crowds rallied in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and some regional cities and towns on Saturday, despite COVID-19 public health warnings. Senator Cormann says it's important that the same restrictions apply to everyone.
It is absolutely reckless and irresponsible, and it shouldn't be happening. I mean, how do we say to a businessman that he's not allowed to open in order to help us slow down or suppress the spread of the virus? But we're going to have tens of thousands of people gather like they have on the East Coast. I mean, there is a complete and utter double standard here.
Opposition spokeswoman for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says Mr. Cormann's remarks are tone deaf.
I hope that he understands, as does his party, that there is a real issue in this country about the equality and about the social justice outcomes for First Australians.
Some 200 outstanding COVID-19 results will determine today if a fruit picker has triggered an outbreak of coronavirus in Queensland. The 24-year-old man flew to Brisbane from Melbourne on Monday, where he socialised with friends and family, before flying to Bundaberg, checking into shared accommodation and working a shift at a strawberry farm. More than 250 coronavirus tests have been conducted, including 147 at a pop-up clinic at the farm worker accommodation in relation to the man's movements. So far, 57 have returned negative results, including 15 who associated with the man in Brisbane. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says the results for the remaining tests would be returned today. New citizens can now make their pledge to Australia in person with the resumption of face-to-face citizenship ceremonies. The coronavirus had forced all citizenship ceremonies to be conducted online, but Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says councils can now choose to conduct the services in person, online or both. More than 25,000 people have become Australian citizens through online ceremonies during the pandemic. More than 179,000 people have gained citizenship so far this financial year, an increase of 56% compared to the previous year. And in sport, two individuals from English Championship clubs have tested positive in the latest round of coronavirus testing by the EFL. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a sunny day, 23 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny and 14. Fog for Melbourne, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, 17 degrees. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 22. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.